This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the North Dakota State Fair, this is What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. We are on the Dakota Talent Stage of the North Dakota State Fair. It's in State Fair Park between the grandstand and the campers and the big white tent. Friday, 811, Call Before You Dig Day, we'll be broadcasting live from that big tent. But every other day, we'll be here on the stage during the show and also the after the show show. In fact, coming up today, we have that debate that will continue on cloud seeding, weather modification. Is it suppressing hail? Is it causing a drought? Is it worth the investment? Two experts on that from both sides on the program, so we look forward to that. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in a moment. Take your calls, questions, and comments. If you have a question for Congressman Cramer, you can ask it here at the State Fair. Just come on up, and I'll hand you a microphone. You can ask your question. Otherwise, give us a call at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text us at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd. He's back in the studio, but he'll be here later today. Don't feel bad. Somebody already said I wanted to meet Todd. And, you know.
Okay, but you can't say just because you said it. I mean, that doesn't count.
What do you mean?
Who said that?
Personal.
Oh, Daryl, because he wants to make sure that I take Carrie to see the racing pigs, so.
Is that right? Yeah. So anyway, Todd's here. He'll be at the Game and Fish booth a little later on today. So.
I've never actually seen the racing pigs. They're like the big thing, right?
Oh, man, they're awesome. They are the best. And then you're back on Friday.
Yeah.
For the Call Before You Dig Day under the tent, right? So I'll be here for that. Todd will be here for that. And
yep.
We got a lot going on. So I encourage you to take part. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. It's every Wednesday, 1 hour. Your calls, your questions, your comments on what's on your mind. Unfortunately, the congressional calendar didn't align with that of the state fair, but you're here in spirit, I know, right?
That's right. I'm glad to be here. Any way I can be at the state fair is good. So it's just not as good as being there in person.
You can't smell the corn dogs nor feel the burning sun that's bearing down on us right now. I thought it was going to be a little more mild today, but that sun feels like it could be a scorcher today.
Well, it's in Washington, D.C., it's been a scorcher along with about 100% humidity. Some people prefer the dry heat. I think at this point, North Dakotans would find some humidity probably.
Yeah, no kidding. That's for sure. Well, a lot to cover today with Congressman Cramer on the program, and so we'll get to it. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome as always on the program. I want to start with a call that you didn't hear, but I'll paraphrase for you. We had a call from a fellow by the name of Bruce in Bismarck, and he had heard me say something to the effect that, and I might have not said it as artfully then as I am about to now, hopefully. But my point is, I think what we did with Obamacare was recognize a problem of some people being uninsured and therefore a burden on the system that we needed to fix. And the fix was to make things really, really bad for a whole lot of other people and then fix that problem. So my question is, can we take care of the original problem while at the same time not have skyrocketing premium costs, not have skyrocketing deductibles? That's what we're trying to do, isn't it?
That's well said. I think it's very artfully said. I'm not sure about the caller's point, but I think he's right in that there was the attempt with Obamacare, the intent to mess up the market or not, who knows for sure. Some people claim that it was designed to fail so that we could get to a single payer system, and I think there may be some truth to that. Certainly where we're headed. It's interesting that liberals now actually claim out loud that they'd like to have a single payer system. That's the one thing that's probably come of this is at least liberals have finally become transparent in their desire to have a single payer government run healthcare system, and that's something that you wouldn't have dared say at the beginning of the Obamacare debate. But I think they think now they have enough. You know, they've put enough people under the thumb of a government program that perhaps they feel safe saying that. There are lots of ramifications to that that we could talk about. What we've attempted to do in the House, and what I think the Senate is attempting to do, is more to your point of finding a way to bring those people who are uninsured now. There are still something like 20 million people uninsured. There are like 11 million people insured by Obamacare, and half of the estimated or anticipated amount, the half the amount of people that the CBO presumed would be covered at this point. Rates were promised to go down, premiums. They've gone up $2,500 per family on average, and over 100% in just in 4 years nationwide on average. And they're likely to go up in double digits again this year across the country. So less choice, higher premiums, less coverage for the premiums. And what we need to do is restore more than anything, I think, this individual market. And not to mention, by the way, $1 trillion in tax increases as well, which is a major reason why our economy has struggled so mightily to get back to where it was.
So
the goal today is to make it less expensive, more accessible, more patient-centric, and we're trying to get that done, if not all at once, at least incrementally.
He made the point of telling us he was raised Lutheran and you take care of people who are in need, and that if the people now were getting insurance that didn't have it before, he's okay paying higher premiums, he's okay paying a higher deductible. Now, I've had somewhere around 1,015 text sent saying, tell that guy he doesn't get to decide for me how I do charity. And that isn't the way to do it. What do you say to, and by the way, Senator Heidi Heitkamp is making this argument. She is finding people that she believes have been helped by Obamacare that would then be hurt under what she says is going to happen. No facts to that, but what she says will happen as a result of the changes being proposed by the Republican Congress. And so this is the political argument in the state. That, don't you care about those people that she cares about?
Yeah, interesting point, because of course what have been left behind are a whole bunch of middle class Americans, a whole bunch of working Americans, a whole bunch of them in North Dakota, a lot of farmers and ranchers. Interestingly, I see that the National Farmers Union has come out in support of Obamacare when it's largely been self-employed farmers and ranchers who in North Dakota have been hurt the most by Obamacare. But I think that some of your texters are getting to a point that we oftentimes don't talk about. And that is the fundamental principle that Obamacare was built on was oppression. It was to take away your freedom to purchase what you want if you want it, and to buy it from whom you want to buy it. And that is a fundamental American principle that was violated by Obamacare. See, we don't like to talk about that, Scott, anymore, because we prefer to find the onesies and twosies, the anecdotes, the emotional things, stories that in many cases, would be better served by a free market with a safety net that supports the choice of the patient rather than a requirement that they purchase something that they can't afford or might not need. So the whole way risk pools work and the way insurance works, of course, is the socialization of costs is not to be done by the government. It's done by the risk pool, and that's why diversity in the risk pool is so important. What Obamacare did was created an adverse selection process where young, healthy people said, hey, I can not buy insurance, pay a low penalty, or just avoid it altogether until they catch me. And rather than buy a $1,000 a month insurance policy that I can't afford to use because the copay is so high, so you have high premiums, high copay, high deductibles, and instead people who are very, very sick or elderly, they get this subsidized insurance, which goes up the premium goes up 100%, and so we've messed up the whole, manipulated the whole market this way. And what we're trying to do is get back to that sort of that stabilization of the individual market, so that the insurance companies can offer a product that a consumer wants and needs and fits their situation, but at the same time brings more young, healthy people in, because we want everyone to have the coverage, but we want to be able to use the coverage as well, and have some choice in what they buy.
Howard in New England for Congressman Kevin Cramer. You're next. Go ahead, Howard.
Yes, Congressman Cramer. I would like to see if you could do something for the vets. the pre-9/11 vets, we get no assistance for our spouse to help us out. I'm a 100% disabled vet. I lost a leg. I'm constantly needing health or other care in order to stay in my home. But if you're a vet prior to 9/11, you don't qualify for any of this.
Okay, so first of all, thank you for your service, and I'm sorry that you're struggling with this, because you're exactly the person we need to take care of. This week, in fact, the timing of your call is very good. This week, we're taking up four appropriations bills, including the Military Construction and the Veterans Affairs Appropriations Bill, and it provides the highest level of funding ever for the Department of VA. But we've also passed, bipartisan, by the way, both the House and the Senate, the President signed into law. This is one of the laws that President Trump has signed into law. You'll never read about it because it's not as sexy as, you know, as a Russian probe, but it gives a lot of meat to the VA accountability. This is something that President Obama always
opposed. Hold that thought, if you would, Congressman Kramer, and Howard will get you the rest of the answer on the other side of the break. We're just up against the break here. Some more with Congressman Kevin Kramer after a short timeout. Don't go away.
5-0.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, have service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now, with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Is there anything better than free? I'm not sure. Is there anything better than free? And we, a good night's sleep is better than free. What do you think, Todd? I don't know. Pretty important. You know,
it's a must.
The most important thing to your health is your sleep. You know what I'm saying? Pretty darn important. most important thing to your sleep is, of course, MyPillow. And I have some free MyPillows along. I'll be wearing a mystery hat each day. We'll reveal it right before the show and also mention it a couple times on the show. And if you come up and point out, hey, I see that hat. Today it happens to be a neon K-Fire tractor truck hat. Tomorrow I'm wearing the brand new What's on Your Mind hats that we're going to be giving away at the After the Show show. So we have them here at the fair. Just come find me, say, love the hat, found the hat, give me my free pillow. While it lasts, we'll have a supply every day here at the North Dakota State Fair. And the MyPillow mattress, MyPillow bed, the body pillow, the go-anywhere pillow, the travel pillow, the first pillow, the bolster pillow, the ThermoShield pillow top mattress cover. It's another dandy. The MyPillow for pets. The all-purpose cushions, perfect for bleachers and wheelchairs and the boat, camping, hunting, the whole deal. All up to 50% off when you use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Okay, so Congressman Kramer, I had to go to the break while you were answering Howard's question. Anything else for Howard?
Well, I was just going to tell him that with this VA bill that we're going to vote on this week, that the appropriations, it's an increase of about $4 billion. A good chunk of that's for mental health care services, $250 million for rural health initiatives, a good chunk for suicide prevention, a number of other things, $50 million for opioid abuse prevention, a lot for homeless, over $7 billion for homeless veterans treatment services. Now, to the caller's point, though, as I understand, your core concern is about your wife being your caregiver and not being reimbursed, or maybe the reimbursed not the right answer. But what I will tell you, this is my commitment, and we'll look further into the details of this as it relates to the bill we're voting on this week. But we really ought to have natural incentives for home care, whether that's, and by the way, if it's a family member that provides it, what we shouldn't do is punish somebody because they have home care. We should encourage it because I think it's better care and it's more compassionate care, but it shouldn't be more of a burden than it needs to be. When you have a system that's designed to provide this service for somebody who's obviously earned it.
Because like right now, if my wife wouldn't be taking care of me and doing this, I would be in a nursing home or a swing bed area.
Sure.
Which would be costing a whole lot more.
That's right.
Than it would be just to give her a small stipend per month.
No question about it. Absolutely. And this is why the VA system up to this point has been designed to get you to only use their service rather than to manage the funds to help you get the best service. And in many cases, like yours, more compassionate and less expensive care. So we need to change the mindset, the culture at the VA, which is why we passed the Accountability Act and the president signed it into law. By the way, part of our VA, our Milcon VA appropriations bill actually emphasizes more oversight to keep the VA on track to address problems that have wasted money and actually hurt critical services. So you're actually saving money and providing a better service, your wife is, and that's what needs to be encouraged. But let me look into it more because I'm intrigued by
what's
specific
happening
situation.
On this here is that if you were in service before the 9/11 attack,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't qualify for any of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy to me. That's crazy.
Vets that can get this, but not prior.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at all the World War II and the Korean and Vietnam vets, if they were able to stay out of some of these places of extra care and be at home, it would be saving the VA a tremendous amount of money.
No question about it. But
Howard, appreciate you bringing this to Congressman Kramer's attention and calling the show today. Thank you very much. Call
and
again.
That applies to all health care.
Say that again.
Howard's principle that he's advocating applies to all health care. We should always find ways for people to stay home longer, especially when it saves money and provides more compassionate care. His is just the perfect example.
Texter wants to know if you saw the poll related to Donald Trump's popularity being the highest in North Dakota of any state but West Virginia in the country, and why you believe North Dakotans support Donald Trump in that high a number.
Well,
I did see that poll, and I've seen several others, and I can confirm that that poll is accurate. Donald, the reason Donald Trump is so popular in places like West Virginia and North Dakota is because people in places like West Virginia and North Dakota understand the value of results, and they appreciate his plain spokenness. And while I know some don't, and lots of people think they got him, and they think when my defense of him is crazy, and they love to put me on MSNBC, and the hosts think that they got the best of me when I just smile all the way to looking at the people in North Dakota, realizing that this is the guy they like, and they like him for things like the fact that for example, this week we're going to fully fund the wall request of $1.6 billion to build the wall. We get that in North Dakota. Some people think it sounds crazy, so he doesn't poll as well in New York or California as he does in places like West Virginia and North Dakota. That he puts America first, that middle class job creation is a high priority, that energy production and domestic energy production is a high priority, that exporting our energy is a high priority, that moving, knocking down the walls and barriers to everything from pipelines to hay and grazing CRP land for our ranchers and farmers is a high priority and shouldn't be held up by bureaucracy. So yes, he's very popular in North Dakota, continues to be, and I think will continue to be as long as he keeps doing the type of job that he's doing.
Alan for Congressman Kramer on the road. Go ahead.
Alan?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alan. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, thanks, Congressman Kramer, for taking my call. I appreciate it, despite the opposition that you're faced with. You said something about our freedom taken away. During Obama's campaign of the disastrous health care, one of the things that he spoke highly of is that we would get to keep our doctors. My question is, why can't we run this commercial plastered all over the radios and TVs about how he lied to us and how our freedom has been taken care of or taken away, and yet we that want our freedom back and to speak to all those that think how heartless we are, that this is what we're trying to accomplish, our freedom that has been taken away, and the fact of what Obama lied about.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, thank you. Thanks for the call, and I'm honored to talk to you. But I think with regard to that point, one of the designs of Obamacare, and one of the reasons we see it as sort of a political struggle right now, or at least some people do, is because during the course of the last 7 years...
Hold that thought once again. Sorry, Congressman Kramer. Hang on, Alan. We'll get your answer on the other side of the break.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The short-term success of the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline are a reason for new legislation in Congress. Congressman Kevin Kramer updates us on that on the next Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
There are companies and states looking at what happened in North Dakota very closely and what continues to happen. And we're passing two bills this week on the floor, one to modify how the certification process of liquid pipelines across the U.S.-Canadian border, as per the Keystone XL experience, and other pipeline bills as it relates to natural gas pipelines across the country in the permitting process. And so we're doing all we can to sort of remove the federal barriers, but this legal battle and the PR battle is much easier to demagogue than it is to explain. And so it's important that all forms of media be employed by proponents as well as the eco-terrorists.
More facts on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Congressman Kevin Kramer joins us today. Keep listening for more of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project right here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
State Fair. We're here for 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Friday on What's On Your Mind. We're broadcasting today and tomorrow for the show from the Dakota Talent Stage. We're also doing after-the-show events today on ag issues related to the Farm Bill and trade with Daryl Leese from the North Dakota Farm Bill. He'll be here about 11:15 for folks at the fair. Then 11:30, we're going to welcome some guests from two sides of this weather modification drought debate, so we look forward to that. That'll be 11:30 to about 12:30 today. Then tomorrow on the stage, we have, I think, a fun event planned. North Dakota Energy, what's in it for you? We have a number of great speakers on all kinds of different topics. One of my favorite is just all the display of all the different products that the petroleum is in. In other words, if some get their way in the extreme eco-terrorist environmentalist world of keep it in the ground, do you want to do it without your smartphone? You not want to fly anywhere? I mean, how many different products? It's mind-boggling how many there are out there, including slime. If your kids love slime, that's one of them. And I've contracted with a certain 13-year-old in the Hennon House to do a little slime presentation tomorrow. So if you want to bring the kids, well, we're talking about North Dakota Energy, what's in it for you? The kids can have some fun with some slime here tomorrow. We also have free What's On Your Mind hats while they last for the audience tomorrow. A free Yeti cooler, $500 value, and concert tickets, too, including to Jason Aldean. So that'll be a lot of fun. That is tomorrow after the show. The after-the-show show, about 11:30, we'll crank that up here at the North Dakota State Fair. Friday, we're here for Call Before You Dig Day, 811 Call Before You Dig Day under the big tent is where we'll be. And those the tent and the stage are really easy to find because we're just west of the Midway and just east of campers in the big tent and all the fun. There's Minot's fire chief waving hi. Hello. Wonderful. Good to see you. Okay, so we're back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and you were answering a question from Alan here about some freedoms. Will we still have any once we get to a final product on health care? Go ahead and finish with Alan.
So I think his questioner, his point was, you know, sort of how did we get to this point and how can we undo it? And part of the problem is, with 4 years now of full implementation, while 20 million people don't have health care because they can't afford it, you know, we have 11 million people who do have it as a result of they're on the exchanges, right? So, and it's subsidized, heavily subsidized. But what it's done is created this rather very sick pool that's why it's so expensive, right? So, but why did we get here in the first place? Well, we got here because we do in the United States take care of everybody. We always have. It wasn't new with Obamacare. It's a requirement at every, you know, that people be served when they come in with an injury or sick. However, it's not a very efficient way to do it if you don't have people covered by some sort of a product. And so there is a need for a desire for a safety net. And but you have created an expectation through this new entitlement that that has to be dealt with. And that's why there has to be some sort of a transition to a new program. There's talk, as you know. Wait, let me back up. What we don't want are a lot of unpaid bills at hospitals and things, because that costs even more. So it doesn't provide certainty for the hospitals, especially rural hospitals. So what we're trying to do is provide the safety net and the incentive for people to buy insurance, but offering them choice so they don't have to buy everything that's on a menu. And Alan's premise of his point was the lie that if you like your doctor, you can keep it. That was the most
right.
repeated lie of them all. Yep. How about if you like your insurance plan, you can keep it? Another lie. How about this will on average bring costs down, like $5,000 per family premiums? Well, they've gone up $2,500 per family. All of these were, you had to know better. Everybody with a brain knew that this wasn't going to be true, and it certainly hasn't been true. But if for those people who think a single-payer government program is the way to go, just look at the story. Remind yourself of the story of baby Charlie Gard. That's what happens in a single-payer. People say, well, single-payer will bring price down because you have one buyer and they can drive price down. Yes, they can. And if you're a rural hospital and the government says, we're not paying you enough, that much, you either provide the service or you're out of business, most of them will go out of business. When they tell a doctor, and I say this to my American Medical Association friends, you want a single-payer system, you think Obamacare is great, you wait until they tell you what they'll pay you for a surgery or procedure rather than you determining it. That's what the loss of freedom does. And then we will have the same type of situation that several other countries have, and that will, it's called mediocre medicine. And you can't. We're the one country people go to for excellent medicine. Yes, it's more expensive in many cases, and we have to find ways to bring down costs. And by the way, so that people know, the House has passed a number of bills in the third bucket, as we call it, the third wave. We've passed an association plan bill. And you hear Senator Rand Paul talking a lot about association plans. We passed one in the House that allows associations across state lines to form large pools to buy down the cost of health care. That's illegal under Obamacare. We passed a medical liability reform that caps payments and caps the legal fees, lawyers, what lawyers can charge and things like that. Well, we passed antitrust legislation with over 400 votes. All of that's hanging out over in the Senate right now. So there are a lot of things beyond just the repeal and replacement of Obamacare bill that's under budget reconciliation that's also in the mix.
Thank you for the call, Alan. I want to get cranking here as many callers as we can get to. But by the way, you're very talented because you just answered a question that came from a texter without even having me read the question. It was, what are the disadvantages of single-payer? I understand the benefits of competition in private insurance companies, but I'm concerned that they are motivated by profit. So you answered the single payer disadvantage, baby Charlie, which tragically yesterday we learned that all the last minute efforts to get a U.S. doctor there and get him to the U.S. and all that came too late, and they're taking him home, and he's not going to make his first birthday. It's awful, absolutely awful. But you're so right. I mean, that whole story from the beginning has been an indictment of single payer health care. Do we have the benefits? Can we do that? Do we owe experimental treatment? No, you can't do that. Sorry. Literally, the government taking control for the care of that child in a hospital. If that doesn't send chills up your spine, I don't know what will. What about this texter's concern about, the motivation of private insurance companies being profit?
Private insurance companies, even non-profit private insurance companies, have to obviously be able to make some money in order to provide to pay for the costs of care. I do believe, and I share some concerns about things like this insurance stabilization fund. We have in the House we eliminated or voted against or voted to discontinue the risk corridors. That this is a fund that we're. There's a backstop of federal tax dollars that can go to shore up these insurance companies. Should the risk pools, risk corridors not work, and I can go into all that nerdy detail if people would like, but I don't think they need to be, they didn't need to make a lot of profit. They have to make enough money to provide the service, to pay for the service, and to pay for good health care. But definitely we can probably find ways to shave a little bit of that, but at the core of it is the cost of the healthcare service itself. And we want excellent care. It's not cheap, certainly not, it's not free, But we want to have the right balance of incentive to make some money and to attract the best people into the industry. And if we go with a single payer, I guarantee you that is not what happens. People find other lines of work to go into that provide more freedom and more opportunity.
I appreciate that. Let me get to another caller, and I'm going to try and go rapid fire through these texts, too. We got a lot of good ones here. Let's go next to Chad and Dickinson, who's been waiting a while. Chad for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
I guess I just had a quick question. I'm hearing some stuff about this special investigation, in that it's false. Supposedly, there's supposed to be a crime, evidence of a crime to investigate, and that the parameters of the investigation are so narrow that if something else is found out, the investigator has to go back to the Attorney General to get permission to further investigate. And to the point where I even heard you earlier today refer to it as the Russian probe. To me, it's almost a mockery of the system. Now, is this special investigation legit or is it illegitimate?
You're talking about the special prosecution or the press special,
investigation
into the Russian situation. So, no, it's very broad. It's not. First of all, it is completely legit. It's under the FBI. As you know, the Deputy Attorney General is overseeing it. The Attorney General himself, much to the chagrin of the President, has recused himself. The problem I have with special prosecutions or special investigations like this is that they are so broad that if you don't find what this original mission was, in this case, the focus was supposed to be Russian collusion with the Trump campaign, which there's still no evidence of after a year of doing this in its various levels, that the investigator, the head of the investigation, seems compelled to not waste the taxpayers' money, so they try to spend more trying to find something else out. And whatever they find, or they think they find, they just continue to pursue further and further. So no, it's legit and as legitimate can be. And it's if to the degree it's illegitimate, it's because it's got too much broad authority. Remember, the president, I think to get you're touching on something. What you're talking about is the presidents cannot be prosecuted while they're in office. Only after they're out of office. And when you think about the most recent examples, Nixon being one and Clinton being the other, I think those two examples tell you why it shouldn't happen. Because both cases, the crime did not fit the disruption to the government or disruption to the country in both
very
cases.
Chad, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, Mr. Kramer, the FAA drags its feet on pilots' medical certificates. I personally have been waiting and grounded for 3 months. Other pilots I have talked to are closer to 6 months. What can Congress do to clean up this department?
Yeah, okay, so we've got FAA reauthorizations before us. There's some controversy over one proposal to privatize air traffic control that's sort of holding all of this up. This issue that the emailer or texter is writing about is legit, and we have concerns about it. We've tried to address it in the past. We'll look into it further. I thought we had passed, well, we have in the House passed legislation to streamline that certification process. It's just crazy how long the holdup is, and I don't know what the reason for the backlog is, bureaucracy, bureaucratic lag, I suspect, but we'll look into it further and see if we address it in this reauthorization bill.
Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, one segment remaining, so don't go away, brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota. We want jobs, right? Lots of jobs, good-paying jobs, blue-collar, white-collar, jobs for sledgehammers and programmers, bustling main streets, more savings, more careers. With the technologies and innovations producing North Dakota oil and natural gas, it's all possible. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. Customer-owned. By people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And, of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, it's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each.
Blue Diamond almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. Hot tamales, 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. That's a great deal. Plus the 4 for 4 Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, the best cookies money can buy. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pot, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember, PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing teen driving restrictions for parents to consider.
One of the things you can do is limit the number of passengers that you allow to ride with your teen driver. Or if they're riding in a vehicle with somebody else, you can limit how many people they can be riding with as well. A single passenger in a vehicle with a teen driver increases their crash risk by 44%. And so that's something really important for parents to consider. And the other thing is you can look at nighttime driving restrictions. 16% of teen driving fatalities happen between 9 p.m. and midnight. And so when you're talking to them about the rules of them having that driver's license and being allowed to drive your vehicle, you can limit that nighttime driving during those hours.
For more tips on protecting your teen driver, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we thank you, the fine listeners of our program, who've been inundating me throughout the show today to get their free MyPillow. We'll do it all over tomorrow. I'll have another little exercise for you to get. You just need to prove that you're listening, see? And there, a lot of people did, and we ran out of pillows. But we have more tomorrow. That's the great news. And we'll have more on Friday. And we'll be having lots of fun. So a pretty fun day. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Puckledge Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Valley City. Some of my favorite guys from Valley City right there. John Weger. How are you, John? And by the way, listen, whenever they give us a vehicle to talk about, it's a good deal. It's usually a local trade, low miles, great price, and then they give a discount off of that. So we have a 2013 Chevy Suburban LTZ, which means it's loaded. White diamond color, cocoa leather interior, four-wheel drive, just about every luxury feature you can put on one of these. Only 48,000 miles. And you can drive it today for $37,949. That's the price. $37,949 with every purchase. If you tell them you heard about it from yours truly, you get a free Yeti cooler. And today's price, $37,949.
Can you believe that? Hop online, check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com. You get the Yeti cooler. You get the incredible 2013 Chevy Suburban LTZ loaded up for $37,949. And you get the best deal anybody can get. Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC. You drive, they'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, or online at Pucklich.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer's here, Talk Radio Town Hall. We have 5 minutes left. We have 50 phone calls waiting to talk to you and 50 texts, and we're never going to be able to do that, so we're just going to go as quick as we possibly can to get through with everybody. And somebody from Montana wants to borrow a North Dakota congressman today. Dennis, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Dennis.
Oh, yes, I was just wanting to ask Congressman Cramer why Jeff Sessions doesn't appoint a new assistant. And one that's not friendly to James Comey and investigate them and drop the special investigation.
Yeah, so I don't, well, first of all, Jeff Sessions recused himself specifically to lend credibility to the investigation. And we can argue about whether it did that or whether it simply removed oversight. From everything that I hear about anybody that's known or worked with Rod Rosenstein, he's a solid guy, honorable guy. Everything I've ever heard about Robert Mueller, the same thing. That said, I think there's sort of a natural problem with special prosecutors, special counsels, because they feel compelled to find something, whether there's something there or not, and they dig and dig and dig and dig until they can find something they can make out of it. I actually think at some point Congress should intervene. If there's no evidence of collusion, you know, for example, should we just say, okay, you did your job, thanks for trying, thanks for proving, you know, that there's no evidence, and shut it down? I don't know that there would be much of a political will to do that, but I think we ought to look at that possibility. I don't think that these special prosecutors are going to be able to go on for years and years and years just spending taxpayer dollars unaccounted for in hopes that they can demonstrate that they're there for a reason. You know, a good prosecutor seeks the truth, not just a prosecution at whatever cost. So, but I don't see Jeff Sessions necessarily getting a different deputy that would shut it down. That would look too much like Jeff Sessions was shutting it down.
Texter wants to know your opinion on Heidi Heitkamp repeatedly saying the Republican health care bill that passed the Senate yesterday is bad for North Dakota. First of all, did a health bill pass the Senate yesterday?
No, it didn't. It might be that Senator Heitkamp's confused about how the Senate operates, because most of America is. What's weird is this is the thing, that the United States Senate is such an odd institution, and it needs to be changed. Some of these rules just need to be changed. What they did yesterday, and only 50 of them could agree to do this, is allow debate to occur on a bill. You know, then they get to vote again.
That's a bold bunch. 50 of them managed to say, let's actually vote on something.
And then they get to vote again on whether they vote again, you know, when debate ends.
And by the way, Senator Heitkamp couldn't bring herself to do that.
It's very peculiar. It's just, this is what happens when you belong to a club that doesn't have to be transparent. They pontificate, and they get to vote on whether they get to vote. Consequently, protecting themselves from ever having to take a difficult vote. And that's why I applaud Mitch McConnell for what he did in forcing a vote at least on opening debate. And I assume he'll force a vote again to close debate, because even Republicans have to be forced with a binary choice to either do good or do nothing.
Another texter says, please tell Kevin Cramer to run against Heidi for Senate. North Dakota deserves good people.
I take that under advisement. Thank you.
It's a very political answer, which is kind of uncharacteristic for you. Dave and Foreman, you're next for Congressman Cramer. Last call of the day. Quick, Dave, what's your question?
Question with a follow-up for Congressman on the Air Force, or the authorization bill, if he was for the privatization of the aircraft transport system.
So I remain open-minded to it. I'm undecided on it. It's interesting that Sam Graves, Representative Sam Graves from Missouri, is our lead guy on general aviation. He opposed this measure 2 years ago. He supports it now. He believes that there are enough safeguards in there. In fact, actually more, because it codifies certain things like fees and access issues and stuff. Actually, solidifies general aviation's concerns.
in the law itself, but I think there's still some open end as to whether it creates more bureaucracy rather than less.
Thank you, Dave. I
remain open-minded to it, but seeking input from lots of people, including pilots and local airport officials and whatnot in North Dakota.
What's your best 10-second greeting for folks at the North Dakota State Fair right now that are listening to you?
I wish I was there to just enjoy the junk food. I encourage everybody to take in the greatest American experience you can in Minot. Daryl's Racing.
Pigs. Exactly right. Good advice. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you.
A very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help.
Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.